Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you'll become aware of the divine truth that we are one with all life. And in case you've forgotten, you'll be reminded that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality, known as the human ego. You are a beloved child of God. These are very powerful times, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have come through the veil to meet us halfway. Today I would like to share with you some of the information that is being given to us now to give us greater clarity and understanding about the things that we are going through. This information we are receiving from on high is designed to assist us as we move forward through this point in our evolutionary process. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about the unfolding divine plan and how we can assist in bringing it to fruition in perfect divine order. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence, which is your true God Self, and by the company of heaven who are joining with us today. We are being given an opportunity together to add to the light of the world. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Feel your heart being united with the heart within the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. As this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. Feel this divine love flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of divine love around the earth. This grid of love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which the sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day, to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. It is time for humanity to reclaim our divine destiny. It is time for us to remember that we are all sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. When we fell from grace eons ago, we forgot that profound truth. We lost awareness of our divinity, and we developed a fear-based, fragmented consciousness that has dominated and manipulated us for lifetimes now. All of that is over now. During the past several years, miraculous events have taken place through the unified efforts of both awakening souls in physical embodiment and the entire company of heaven joining us from the realms of truth. These events have reversed the adverse effects of the fall, and they have literally changed the course of history. At long last, we are now in a position of becoming the empowered children of God we are destined to be. We are now standing on the threshold of the greatest shift of consciousness ever experienced by the sons and daughters of God in any system of worlds. In order to accomplish this mighty feat, all we have to do is remember how to effectively utilize the creative faculties of thought and feeling that our godparents blessed us with when we were first breathed into being. Our Father, Mother, God invested us with the ability to think and feel and gave us the free will to use our thoughts and feelings as our hearts desired. The original intent of our embodiment in this schoolroom of learning was for us to learn to use our thoughts and feelings to co-create the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God in the physical plane of earth, thus becoming co-creators with our God parents and fulfilling the universal law, as above, so below. Unfortunately, after the fall, we forgot that facet of our divine plan. Instead, we fell into the destructive habit of using our thoughts and feelings to perpetuate our fears and our distorted beliefs based in lack and limitation. We forgot just how life works in this physical plane, and we forgot that the law of the circle is an integral part of our very existence. Now, through unprecedented acts of divine intervention, humanity is lifting up in consciousness, and we are learning to communicate with our I Am presence, our God Self, in ways we have not experienced in the past. Through this process, we are beginning to remember and to understand with greater clarity how life works. We are learning that we have the ability to transmute our human miscreations and the distorted patterns of pain and suffering that we have manifested through the abuse of our thoughts and feelings. The thought of trying to undo the mistakes of our misqualified thoughts and feelings from literally thousands of lifetimes seems like an unobtainable quest. But this is a new day on planet Earth, and we are receiving more assistance from the legions of light in the realms of truth than ever before. The gifts of sacred fire that are pouring forth from the heart of God to assist humanity at this time are powerful beyond our knowing. In addition to gifts of sacred fire, the company of heaven, who has come through the veil to meet us halfway, is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to join forces with us in this transformation process. Their divine mission is to help us utilize these precious gifts of light in the most effective and powerful way. as we lift up in consciousness and open our hearts and minds to the guidance of our I Am Presence, the gifts of light from the heart of God and the assistance from the company of heaven will help us to transform our lives into expressions of love, harmony, abundance, beauty, and eternal peace. I'd like to share with you some thoughts about the law of the circle. This is an integral pattern of our life, and it will help us a great deal if we understand just how this universal law affects what is going on in our lives. The universe is governed by natural laws, and all humanity is subject to these laws, whether we are aware of them or not. For instance, the law of gravity is a natural law on this planet. And if we decide to jump off of a roof, we are subject to the law of gravity, and we will fall to the ground. And this will happen accurately and scientifically each and every time we jump off of the roof, regardless of whether or not we know about the law of gravity or whether we believe in the law of gravity. The natural law that is responsible for the things that are happening in our lives is known as the law of the circle. Through the law of the circle, every electron of precious life energy in all of creation goes out from and returns to its source. Tangibly speaking, the law of the circle in our personal lives means that every thought, feeling, word, or action that we express goes out from us and progresses to the person, place, condition, or thing that we send it to. Then it returns to us. Understanding just how this natural law works and how it specifically affects each of our lives is a critical factor in transforming the challenging situations that we are experiencing. This sacred knowledge will ultimately help us change the perilous direction humanity is headed in through the direction of our lower human egos. When humanity fell into the quagmire of our own human miscreations, we lost the ability to hear the inner voice of our I Am Presence. Without that divine guidance, we observed the painful things occurring in the world, and we came to the erroneous conclusion that we are all just the victims of circumstance. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. We are the creators of circumstance, not the victims of circumstance. At any given moment, our lives are reflecting a sum total of the thoughts, feelings, words, and actions we have expressed throughout the many lifetimes of our earthly sojourn. This is a vitally important truth that we must contemplate. It means that, in reality, there is not a person, a place, a condition, or a thing that can interject anything into our lives that we have not co-created at one time or another since we were first breathed forth from the heart of God. Only by fully understanding this truth and the principles of the law of the circle will we comprehend how powerful our thoughts and feelings are and how easily we can transform our lives into what we want them to be by changing our thoughts and feelings. Every world religion, in one way or another, has taught its followers the principles of the law of the circle. In Eastern religions, this law is referred to as the law of cause and effect, or the law of karma. In Judaism, it is referred to as an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. In Christianity, it is referred to as reaping what we sow, or casting our bread upon the water to have it return to us. In the metaphysical mystery schools, it is referred to as the out-breath and the in-breath of God, or the holy breath. Science has also confirmed the law of the circle. In physics, the term used to describe the law of the circle are like attract like, action and reaction, radiation and magnetization. Amazingly, after all of the outer world attention that has been placed on this natural law, humanity still doesn't grasp the magnitude of how the law of the circle affects us. If we did, I assure you, we would not be in this mess that we are in on this planet. Fortunately, this is a new day, and our I Am presence is now able to communicate with us without the interference of our human egos. For the first time since our fall from grace eons ago, we have direct access to our I Am presence. This means that we literally have the ability to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. A higher level of divine intelligence is now coursing through our mental bodies and the mental strata of Earth. We have a renewed ability to understand the universal truths that are flooding into our conscious minds and our open hearts. At this time, I now ask you to lift up in consciousness and hear these old familiar words with a freshly awakened sense of clarity and understanding from your I Am presence. Here is a brief overview of how the law of the circle works. First and foremost, we must realize that we are sons and daughters of God. Our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father Mother God is the cosmic I Am, or all that is. Every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in all creation pulsates in the body of our Father Mother God. Since every facet of life lives, breathes, and has its very being in the body of God, all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. In other words, we are all one in every sense of the word. What affects one part of life in the body of God affects all life in the body of God. This means literally and tangibly that every thought, feeling, word, or action we express affects every particle of life in the whole of creation. At any given moment, through our thoughts and our feelings, our words and our actions, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on how we are qualifying those creative faculties within us. If we envision that our Father Mother God is a radiant sun, then the sons and daughters of God are the equivalent of light rays expanding out from that sun. We are one with the cosmic I Am, all that is, and we are sustained by a ray of light directly connected to the source of all life, our Father Mother God. That ray of light is our gift of life, and it contains the full divine potential of our Father Mother God. Through this gift of life, all that our Father Mother God has is ours. Our Father Mother God decided to create individualized sons and daughters of God in order to have new expressions of life to love, and to expand the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. From the moment of our inception, when we were first breathed forth from the core of creation, we were invested with the creative faculties of thought and feeling, and given the gift of free will. The first individualized presence we experienced as a child of God is known as our white fire being. This pulsating sun of light is the part of us that is actually created in God's image. Within our white fire being, we developed a masculine and a feminine I Am presence. These aspects of our divinity are known as twin flames or divine complements. Each I Am presence is surrounded by a causal body of God. This vehicle pulsates with the 12 solar aspects of deity, and it is aligned with all of the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God. The 12 solar aspects of deity are anchored within our I Am presence through our 12-fold solar spine and our 12 solar chakras that are aligned along that spinal column. I will discuss the details of the 12 solar aspects of deity at another time. God's original divine intention was that the sons and daughters of God would experience all of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. Then, by using our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling, we would combine those patterns into new expressions of divinity. This would enable us to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, therefore expanding the realms of divinity within the body of God. Our Father, Mother, God decided that the most expedient way for their children to learn the process of co-creation would be within the step-down frequencies of a time and space continuum. When all was in readiness, the cosmic I Am sent forth a sacred tone that resounded throughout the universe. As this occurred, the individualized masculine and feminine I Am presence within every white fire being descended through the various dimensions of light into the fifth dimension. This was the closest position to the physical plane that the I Am presence could be in without leaving the timeless, spaceless octaves of the heavenly realms. Our white fire being accepted the responsibility of sustaining our I Am presence in the fifth dimension. This was accomplished by projecting the 12 solar aspects of deity through the fifth dimensional solar spine and 12 corresponding solar chakras within both aspects of our I Am presence, both the masculine and the feminine I Am presence. Once our masculine and feminine I Am presence were secured in the fifth dimension, they projected step-down reflections of themselves into the initial frequencies of time and space in the fourth dimension. This step-down aspect of our I Am presence is known as our solar Christ presence. This facet of our divinity is sustained by our I Am presence through the fourth dimensional solar spine and 12 corresponding fourth dimensional solar chakras. To continue the journey into physical manifestation, each fourth dimensional solar Christ presence projected another step down reflection of itself into the third dimension. This facet of our divinity is known as our planetary Christ presence, and it is sustained by our solar Christ presence through a third-dimensional physical spine and 7 corresponding physical chakras. From this point on, our masculine and feminine twin flames evolved separately, learning to be co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, as individual planetary Christ beings. During our many lifetimes, our twin flames had the opportunity to be in either male or female bodies. They also had the option to co-create the full gamut of experiences on Earth. As humanity awakens and begins to remember that we have a twin flame, there is often confusion as to how these aspects of our divinity are related to each other. Some people believe or are being taught that they must seek out their twin flame and develop a romantic relationship with their counterpart in order to complete themselves in the earthly experience. This is inaccurate and often a distraction from our divine plans. It is inappropriate for us to spend our energy searching for our twin flame in order to have a romantic relationship in the physical plane. Often, twin flames choose not to be an embodiment at the same time. That way, one can assist from on high while the other is going through their earthly lessons. Sometimes, twin flames choose life paths that will prevent them from ever meeting each other in a particular embodiment. If they are together, they may be in the wrong chronological age or the wrong gender or related in a way that would prevent them from having a romantic relationship. Occasionally, we are blessed with the opportunity to be with our twin flame in a loving romantic relationship, but that is very rare. And if such a relationship is destined to be, it will occur naturally and unexpectedly, without any deliberate searching on our part at all. Such a relationship is a gift that should be deeply cherished and revered. Regardless of what the outer world circumstances of our twin flame is, we are always united with our white fire being. We have the ability to invoke our twin flame for assistance, and we can communicate with this aspect of our divinity through our I Am presence any time that we choose to do so. When our lessons are complete, we will ascend back into the heart of our white fire being, and there we will be reunited with our twin flame for all eternity. Then we will serve as one unified presence within the radiant sun of our white fire being. In the meantime, however, we must complete our earthly lessons. To recap, our gift of life is projected from the very heart of God into our white fire being. It is then stepped down into our fifth dimensional I Am presence. From there, it is stepped down into our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence, and then it is stepped down further into our third dimensional planetary Christ presence. This life force is pure divine light. It is the electronic light substance that comprises every facet of life in the whole of creation. It is the light energy that beats our heart and activates our brain and pulsates through our acupuncture meridians. It is the force of God that continues without limit to give us life in this physical plane as long as we are embodied. When this light enters the threefold flame of our heart of the planetary Christ presence, it is pure and anxiously awaiting the opportunity to serve life through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Now I'd like to share with you some information about the earthly vehicles that the planetary Christ presence magnetized around itself so that it could navigate around in the physical plane. In order for our planetary Christ presence to function in the physical plane, it needed vehicles through which to express our creative faculties of thought and feeling. It also needed to be able to navigate around in the third dimension. In the first lesson of co-creation, our planetary Christ presence joined with the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and magnetized unformed primal light from the heart of God to form the vehicles it would need to complete its learning experiences in the physical plane of Earth. With the assistance of our Father, Mother, God, the Elohim, and all of the aspects of our own divinity, our planetary Christ presence co-created the following vehicles. First, the physical body. This is the vehicle our planetary Christ presence uses to experience and navigate around in the physical plane. It also created an etheric body. This vehicle is considered the seat of all memory, and the entire earthly experience of the planetary Christ presence is recorded in the sensitive ethers of this vehicle, from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. The planetary Christ presence also created a mental body. This is the vehicle through which we use our creative faculties of thought, and it is linked with the realms of thought and the divine mind of God. And that aspect of our divinity then created an emotional body. This is the largest vehicle of all. 80% of our life force is expended through this vehicle. It is linked with our emotions and the feeling nature of God. After the formation of these four earthly bodies, the physical body, the etheric body, the mental body, and the emotional body, our planetary Christ presence was invested with the following tools to assist in its learning experience. An immortal, victorious, threefold flame. This is the heart flame within which our planetary Christ presence abides. Our heart flame is the living substance of the Holy Trinity. This sacred fire originally enveloped our Christ presence and our four earthly bodies. The blue heart flame represents the power of our Father God. The pink heart flame represents the love of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. And the gold heart flame represents the wisdom of the Christ, or the Son and Daughter of God. Our planetary Christ presence was then given a third-dimensional spine with seven major chakra centers and the corresponding meridians through which our gift of life would be projected into the physical plane. This is what we know of as our acupuncture meridians. We had a perfectly balanced right and left brain hemisphere, through which our Father, Mother, God would anchor their divine light. Our Father God anchored his sapphire blue ray of divine will, power, and authority through our left brain hemisphere, which activated our rational, logical mind and opened the power center within our throat chakra. Our Mother God anchored her crystalline pink ray of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life through our right brain hemisphere, which activated our creative, intuitive mind and opened the love center in our heart chakra. Our Christ presence was then given spiritual brain centers consisting of our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. And it was given an elaborate communication system that consisted of 12 solar strands of DNA. This communication system was designed to keep us in contact with all of the various aspects of our own divinity, as well as all of the beings of light in the realms of truth. Through our 12 solar strands of DNA, our planetary Christ presence was able to communicate with our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence, our fifth dimensional I Am presence, our white fire being, and the legions of light throughout infinity, back to the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. Our earthly vehicles were tools to assist our planetary Christ presence to quickly learn the lessons of co-creation so that we could complete this experience and ascend to the next school of learning on the spiral of evolution. When we were given the opportunity to finally embody on Earth, we made a covenant with God. Whenever there is an expenditure of God's precious gift of life, there must always be a balance of energy given in return. This is the fulfillment of the law of the circle, the ebb and flow of life, the in-breath and the out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. This is a universal law. God agreed to provide our gift of life and to have the elemental kingdom provide everything we would need to sustain our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. So we were given water and air and sunlight and everything that we needed by the elemental kingdom for food and things for clothing and shelter. In return, we agreed to use that gift of life to co-create new patterns of perfection in the physical plane. In the beginning, everything went as planned. We received our gift of life with reverence and gratitude. the pure electronic light substance from the heart of God entered our crown chakra and descended into the threefold flame in our heart, where it was stamped with our individual electronic pattern. We then used our free will to qualify that gift of life. Each of us is individual and unique. We have individual and unique respiration patterns, voice patterns, DNA, fingerprints, and electronic patterns within the flame of our heart. It is different from every other evolving soul's electronic pattern. This is the way our I Am presence keeps track of our thoughts and feelings, words and actions, in order to fulfill the law of the circle. The electronic pattern in our heart flame has a frequency and a sacred geometric tone and pattern that magnetizes back to itself all of the energy in the universe that is stamped with the same electronic pattern and tone from all time frames and dimensions. This is how our I Am presence returns our energy to us lifetime after lifetime, and how the universe knows exactly what energy belongs to whom. Initially, in the beginning, we fulfilled our covenant with God. Our thoughts and feelings were positive and qualified with love and reverence for life, and patterns of harmony and beauty. As we sent them forth to our friends and loved ones, our positively qualified thoughts and feelings passed through the atmosphere on an electromagnetic current of energy very similar to a radio or television wave. On the outward journey, our current magnetized to itself other energy that was vibrating at the same frequency. Like attracts like. In this process, our current didn't take on other people's electronic patterns, but the like vibration had the effect of amplifying our current of energy, in essence, making our current louder and more powerful as it traveled to its destination. As a result of this phenomenon, what might have originally seemed like just a simple thought of gratitude could have been transformed into a powerful expression of love by the time it reached its destination. This expression of love would enter the force field of the person it was sent to and bless that person with positive experiences according to their learning and what they were to learn and how they were to grow from that experience. Since we are all one and all life is interconnected, our positive thoughts and feelings not only enhance the life of the person receiving them, but they add to the collective body of positive energy that flows in through and around every particle of life on Earth. Our positive thoughts and feelings would then expand out into the universe, adding to the good of our own causal body and the causal body of God. After our gift of life completed its outward journey from the heart of God through us into the physical world of form, which is the process known as involution, it began its return journey then back to the source, fulfilling the law of the circle. This return journey is known as the process of evolution, and it completes the law of the circle. Once our current of energy reached its point of destination and accomplished its purpose there, it began its homeward journey by first returning to our heart flame that was pulsating with the same electronic pattern. As our energy passed through the atmosphere, magnetized by the electronic pattern in our heart flame, it was amplified once again by drawing more like vibrations to itself. This expanded current of positive energy entered the force field of our earthly vehicles, blessing us with the harmonious frequencies it accumulated along the way. The simple thought of gratitude we originally sent forth could have returned with enough positive energy to manifest in our lives as a financial blessing, a healing, a loving relationship, a successful job, or a number of other seemingly unrelated things. After our positive current of energy returned to the heart flame of our planetary Christ presence, it continued its journey back to the source by ascending into the heart flame of our solar Christ presence, then into the heart flame of our I Am presence, then into the heart flame of our white fire being, and finally into the heart of God, the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent source of all life, where it originally began. The original divine plan was for the children of God to continue this process, learning and growing each day until we fully mastered the lessons of co-creation. The intent was for us to daily observe the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, and then, using our free will, co-create new patterns of perfection through our creative faculties of thought and feeling, to prevent us from making the mistake of misusing our gift of life and inadvertently creating negative patterns that would result in painful experiences of lack, limitation, and all manner of human suffering. Our Father, Mother, God gave us one commandment: do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Our godparents knew that if these potential human miscreations were not part of our consciousness, we would not use our thoughts and feelings to bring them into physical manifestation. But unfortunately, there came a point in time when the children of God made the fateful decision to experiment with our gift of life by co-creating mutated patterns that conflicted with the perfection in the causal body of God. This tragic decision resulted in what we now refer to as humanity's fall from grace. There are various scenarios depicting what might have caused humanity to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which ultimately resulted in our fall from grace. But for our purposes here, I will just say that there came a point in time when the sons and daughters of God made the decision to experiment with our gift of life in ways that conflicted with God's will. Because the law of the circle is a scientific principle and accurate to the letter, that fateful decision wreaked havoc for humanity and all life evolving on Earth. Instead of our thoughts and feelings blessing life with patterns of perfection as originally intended, they became gross mutations which caused our lives to change dramatically. We began using our gift of life to express distorted thoughts and feelings that caused chaos, pain, and suffering to manifest in the world for the very first time. Our negative thoughts and feelings went forth from us on electromagnetic currents of energy and magnetized to themselves light vibrations as they traveled through the atmosphere. They entered the force field of the person we sent them to, bringing discord and various negative manifestations into that person's life. Then our current of negatively qualified energy returned to us, once again accumulating like vibrations along the way. What might have originally been a simple outburst of anger could have absorbed enough negativity to return to us, manifest in our lives as a tumultuous relationship, a financial crisis, a lost job, a health problem, a violent act, or many other seemingly unrelated things. This self-destructive situation was compounded by the fact that energy cannot return to the source unless it is vibrating with the same or a higher frequency of perfection than it had when it was first breathed forth from the heart of God. This caused the discordant frequencies of energy that humanity was miscreating to accumulate around our bodies and the atmosphere of Earth. Our negative thought forms and distorted emotions were void of light. They cloaked the precious electrons from our gift of light in a heavy, dark shroud that prevented them from emitting any light. This formed a dark sea of negativity around the planet that actually blocked God's spiritual light and prevented us from communicating with the various aspects of our God selves and the beings of light in the realms of truth. The sea of negativity is now known as the psychic astral realm, or the veil of Maya, or illusion, that surrounds the planet. When the humanly created effluvia surrounding the planet became denser and denser, catastrophic problems developed in our earthly vehicles. Our bodies began to degenerate and age. We started experiencing disease, death, decay, and all kinds of physical problems. As these patterns reflected on the elemental kingdom, inclement weather conditions resulting in famine and various forms of lack and limitation began to manifest. Poverty became the order of the day, which perpetuated the consciousness of greed, selfishness, aggression, and war. The more pain and suffering our human miscreations caused in our lives, the more fearful we became, and the more negatively we qualified our thoughts and feelings. This vicious circle catapulted humanity into the depths of anxiety and chaos. In an attempt to keep ourselves from feeling so much pain, we closed our heart chakras. That decision, tragically, blocked the portal through which our Mother God entered the physical plane of Earth. This forced her to withdraw. In her withdrawn state, our Mother God was able to maintain barely enough light to sustain consciousness in our right brain hemisphere. This caused humanity's right brain to become almost dormant, which in turn caused our spiritual brain centers to atrophy and our crown chakras to close. When this happened, our brain capacity was reduced to a mere 10% of its original capacity and function. After our Mother God was forced to withdraw, we began using our masculine power for the first time without the balance of our feminine love and reverence for life. This imbalance caused us to abuse our power in ways that exacerbated the problems manifesting on Earth. We developed a fragmented, fear-based personality, an alter ego, that perceived the physical plane to be the only reality, and our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to be all that we are. Our fragmented human ego developed the destructive pattern of functioning strictly to gratify our physical senses. It became the predominant influence over our earthly bodies and manipulated us into abusing our power in a multitude of ways. When we were in masculine bodies, we abused our power by becoming aggressive and domineering. When we were in female bodies, we abused our power by suppressing it and allowing ourselves to be dominated and oppressed. While all of this was going on, our gift of life was still pouring through us in a tremendous shaft of light into our threefold flame and through our planetary Christ presence, both of which enveloped our four earthly bodies. This shaft of light enabled our human ego to misqualify tons of our life force with every negative thought and feeling. To help stop that travesty, our planetary Christ presence decided to minimize the shaft of light through which our gift of life was flowing. By reducing our threefold flame and withdrawing into our heart center. With this sad but merciful act, our threefold flame withdrew to a mere fraction of itself and entered the airless chamber in our heart. Our shaft of light was reduced to what we now call our silver cord, and our majestic planetary Christ presence was reduced to what we refer to now as the spark of divinity in our heart. This change dramatically reduce the amount of life force our ego was able to misqualify at any given moment. But it did not stop that fragmented aspect of our personality from continuing our downward spiral into oblivion. We fell deeper and deeper into frequencies of chaos and confusion, and our 12 solar strands of DNA short-circuited into the double helix DNA our scientists are now studying. Our 12-strand DNA system kept us in contact with all of the aspects of our divinity and allowed us to communicate with our Father, Mother, God, and all of the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. When our 12-strand DNA fragmented into the double helix DNA, we lost contact with the various aspects of our divinity, and we lost the awareness of who we are and why we were on Earth at this time. We were no longer able to remember our past embodiments, so we did not understand why we were experiencing so much pain and suffering. We started to believe that God must be punishing us because we are worthless sinners and worms in the dust. This caused us to develop a helpless victim consciousness and perpetuated the illusion that we are destined to suffer and are incapable of changing the circumstances in our lives. This distorted belief system was fodder for our human egos, who thrived on manipulating and controlling us through fear and our misperceptions of worthlessness. The negative things that happen to humanity after the fall are responsible for all of the maladies that are manifesting in the world to this very day. The conditions I have just described to you are the reason humanity no longer understands the divine truth, that we are all one, and that what affects one part of life affects all life. The loss of this sacred knowledge is a critical factor that involves humanity's inhumane behavior toward one another and our lack of reverence for life. Without grasping the profound truth that every single thought, feeling, word, or action we express is either adding to the light of the world or empowering the shadows, it is difficult to motivate ourselves to put forth the effort that it will take to monitor our thoughts and feelings moment by moment. Without the inner knowing that we cannot harm any other facet of life without harming ourselves, it's easy to allow anger and rage and hatred and revenge to control our emotions, to be greedy and selfish. I say to all humanity now, enough is enough. It is time to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. It is time to reclaim our divine birthright as beloved sons and daughters of God. It is time to remember who we are and why we are on Earth during this auspicious cosmic moment. It is time for us to open our hearts and minds and to receive the myriad blessings and the unprecedented assistance that is now pouring forth from us, and to us rather, from the realms of perfection, that is coming forth now to assist us in our holy endeavors of transforming this sweet earth back into her divine heritage as freedom's holy star. Beloved ones, next week we're going to continue this discussion, and we're going to talk about what's going on at this moment and how we are reversing those adverse effects of the fall. The negativity that is surfacing all over the planet must come up to be transmuted back into light. We have misqualified our gift of life, and it is our responsibility now to transmute it back into its original perfection. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of truth available to everyone who's interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we freely share this information on a global scale through our website, which is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. We share the information through this weekly radio show, through a free monthly email newsletter that you may sign up for on our website. We also have books, CDs, tapes, DVDs, and a monthly publication called Take Charge of Your Life. If you would like to peruse our website and see more information, please go to that website. We would love to have you join us. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today, and I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Let me repeat to you that our website is www.eraofpeace.org. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.